This is a lecture and group auditing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 2nd of January, 1960. Its title is Group Auditing Session. This lecture and group auditing session is 59 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Thank you. By the way, do you have a Congress yet?
Yes.
Well, all right, all right. Now, I think you are arranged here for some purpose or another, and I'm not quite sure what. What purpose are they arranged for? Does anybody have any? Does the stage manager know what they're arranged for down here?
Yeah, the group processing.
Oh, thank you, group processing. Yes, well, now let's see, who are we going to get to group process you? Let's see, there's Jack, we can get him to do it. Let's Chuck, get him to do it. Is anybody you'd like?
Yeah.
Why, sometimes you really have to work for him, you know? Of course, it's just pure cruelty on my part to stand here and delay the beginning of this because you're all wondering what I'm going to run. Now, the only reason I'm willing to group process you at all is because, believe it or not, Mary Sue, when D of P here and there and elsewhere, director of processing, taking care of cases and that sort of thing, keeps getting stuff on the subject of what auditing have you had? And people will invariably put down somewhere along the line, I've had group processing from Ron. Results? Fine. Now, people had me more or less believing that I had occasionally messed up cases at Congresses and so forth, and for the last many Congresses, I've more or less dropped it off as part of the routine and regimen. When this preponderance of evidence came through of the number of good results which had been obtained by group processing at Congresses run this broadly, of this many people by me, you see, I said, well, we can't let it go any longer, so I've got it back in the run, and I hope this one will live up to these expectancies. And it's cruelty on my part not telling you what I'm going to run you on. Is it all right if I give you a session?
Yes.
All right. Start. Think of a goal you would like to achieve for this session. Got one? Who hasn't got one? Good. All right. Now, you got a goal for this session. Good. We'll try to achieve that goal. Now, in the last day or two, I have been giving you some heavy, over-the-hedges stuff on overts and withholds and so forth, and have given you to believe that there may have been sinners in the past, but... They don't compare to you, huh? Have any of you had that idea? Well, if you haven't had that idea, then you've missed some of the things I've said. Anyway, now having made you, by the way, the greatest overt act is making people guilty of overt acts, as you know. So I am not trying to make you guilty of overt acts at all. I'm trying to make you clear. Therefore, I can call your overt acts to your attention because the end product of same will be some cleared people. And this is one of the processes we're going to run now. This is one of the processes, America, processes, that you actually should run sometime down toward the end of auditing a PC. Not at the beginning, but somewhere toward the end of it. This is the one group process that gives you the overts and withholds, but puts them into a condition where they can be, to some slight degree, lived with without violating particularly the privacy of a preclear. Actually, this is not a total. You can't run this only and expect everybody to come clean. So those of you who have dreaded telling somebody something and for a second there thought that I had a process whereby you could get clear without telling anybody, just come off of it because you'll have to tell them sooner or later. But, at the same time, this is the leveling off process. It actually does take some of the kick, some of the dynamite out of trying to live with one. And what I'm going to run on you is think of something you could admit doing, alternated with, think of something you could withhold. Got it? All right. Now, when I say admit doing, think of something you could admit doing, that would just mean anybody or anything you could admit it to. You understand? And when I say think of something you could withhold, that is just from anyone or anything or something. I won't run the tough one. The tough one would be almost unrunnable. Think of something you have done to me. Think of something you could withhold from me. I'm not going to tag you with that one. That's a rough one. Okay? So it's going to be think of something you could admit doing and think of something you could withhold. All right? Now I'm going to give you just a few seconds spacing, and if you miss out a command or two and draw blank, why, just let it skid and pick up the next command. Just don't sit there in a fog. I won't hold it against you if you miss one, okay? All right. You all set now? All right, here is the first command. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. All right, now how's that going, huh? Is that too fast for anybody? No, that's all right. All right, very good. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Okay, now how is that? Getting a little easier? Is anybody missing out totally? A little easier? All right. All right. Now you're part of this now. Let's get in there and pitch hard now. This is your chance here. Might never have another one. You might blow, you know. No, you're not going to blow after I do this. Here's the next command. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Getting easier? Tougher. Getting a little tougher in spots here. It'll be getting a little easier. I noticed there are a few wheezes of relief coming off there. Let them come off. All right, here's the next one. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. All right, is anybody having any... feel like you're going out of your head or anything of the sort? If you are, why? If you are, fine. Here's the next command. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Okay. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. How you doing? Making it now? Feel any better than you felt? Oh, you got over that little hump there, some of you, huh? Well, how many feel no different at all? Well, good, then I don't have to snarl. Well, answer the auditing questions. See, I don't have to do that. I can remain pleasant. All right, here's the next auditing command. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. All right, is that going okay now?
Fine.
You finding out this is taking some of the edge off of that stuff? I feel a little better? Was it all right now for me to louse you up the way I have the last few hours? You forgiven me yet? Okay. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Doing a little better? Anybody doing worse? Anybody gone into another decline? Well, just let that be a warning to you. Run the process now. Here we go. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. All right, now how's it going, huh? You got any idea what you're walking into here? Do you get a little insight in this now? Get a little insight in where you're going here? Look it over. Let's get a little subjective reality on this now. You able to find more things now? Easier to do? Fine, fine. All right, here's the next auditing command. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. How's it going? Some of parts of it rough there? A little rough, huh? Do you think you'll survive here to the end of the session? Possibility? Okay, here we go. Here's the next auditing command. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. All right, now we're just going to run this a few more commands and end the process, if that's all right with you, okay? All right. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. And here's the last pair of commands. Think of something you could admit doing. Thank you. Here's the last command. Think of something you could withhold. Thank you. All right, now, that was the last command. Okay. You're welcome. All right, now, if we end that process totally, huh?
Yes.
All right, that's the end of that process.
Yes.
Now, do you remember the goal you set for this session?
Yes.
Well, did you attain it to any degree?
Yes.
If you didn't, do you think you might in some future session? Do you think it's an overt act against me that you didn't attain it in this session?
No.
Well, now look it over again. Did you attain any part of that goal?
Yes.
All right, thank you. I thought so in the first place. All right, that's the end of that process. And that's the end of that session. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. Are you all in PT, I trust, and so forth? You in PT? You in present time? You here? All right. You're here. How about the seminar leaders? They here, too? All right. Sound man? You still got a sound man. We often lose him in those group processes. Well, now, what do you think you just ran? You ran the basic commands of responsibility. It's not necessarily think of, that was just for the group process. But to admit doing and to be able to withhold, now that's the anatomy of responsibility. And any time you say admit causing with regard to anything, you're running a responsibility on it. You could run just that. What could you admit causing? What could you admit causing? Now, that runs responsibility. Now, many people, you say responsibility to them, and they say that means, well, that being in charge of, or that's taking the blame for, or something of this sort. Most anybody who has much sense has got responsibility right into and can run the process just as responsibility. But the process runs, oddly enough, very positively in admit causing. And admit causing does sum up responsibility, because admit causing a doingness or admit causing a withholdingness, those are the two causingnesses. So admit causing is the keynote of responsibility, and you can run that on any preacher, and you find out that works just dandy. You're welcome. That's the anatomy of responsibility. We've looked for a long time. Actually, now, you know, we needn't talk learnedly and horribly and come down on people with an iron heel and say, you must take responsibility for your life. Because what they think you mean is they must be blamed for living. See, or various other odd definitions. They don't know what you're talking about. And they'd probably take responsibility if they could face up to what it was. Instead of that, you could say to them very cleanly and clearly, you must be cause over your existence or your deeds or your dead. You must take cause over these things. You must become cause over these things. You must be causative over your own life. You must be able to assume the position of admitted causation if you're talking to somebody who likes syllables. Get the idea? You don't have to say, well, you take responsibility for everything, you got it made. He knows what you mean. He means if he gets elected mayor, well, he's got it made, you know. Doesn't communicate too well, mostly because responsibility is too aberrated a word in an aberrated society. But admit causing hasn't been kicked to pieces, and you can use that very well. Unless you become cause over your own life, you won't live. Got the idea? Well, people buy that sort of an argument. Okay, well, I thought it was better to run the definition on you than explain it to you. Now, I think maybe you got some subjective reality on it. That, by the way, is quite a killer as a group process. If you want to run group processing into any PE course or anything like that that you have anything to do with and so forth. There's another one. What would you let us know? What could you withhold from us? What would you let us know? What could you withhold from us? That's the overt withhold basic process. Of course, the highest level of anything is knowingness. So that's the highest echelon process. And you can run that on an individual in a group. In an individual session. And you'll see the needle slam all over the dial. There's a very, very cute way of running one of these things, by the way, is you set the person down, you take Mr. E-meter, and you look at him very snidely, and he thinks you're going to pry into his past. I'll give you a little more dope. You up in PT enough to get some hot dope here? Yeah. You in PT enough? Yeah. Well, any of you that aren't, come up to present time. Come on up to present time. It's nice up here. We're all friendly up here. The Battle of Acre was no good. Come up to present time. Now, you take an E-meter and you say to somebody, now you just set it up, you know, you set him up where he belongs. It's about right. Average politician or something like that. Anyway, if PC's reading up here, he's practically dead. I mean, he's so close to dead, there's hardly any worry about it, you know. He's almost dead as a Thetan. Over here, he's a mindless object. That's right. He's a mindless object below two. Anyway, but this PC sits down there, and he sits up here, you know. You set him up. And you're going to ask him some questions. Well, look, there's no sense in asking this person any questions about what he did, because the probability is if he reads up here, he won't read enough responsibility to read on the meter. You got the idea? His overts don't drop on the meter. So he can fool you. Unless you get the overt he's sitting in or something like that, and that drops a little bit. He's just sitting up here all the time. He's just one solid overt act. His being there and saying anything has, for the last 2 billion years, been a constant and continuous overt act of magnitude anywhere he has been. You get the idea? So you run this process on him. You say, now think of something you could let me know. Good? Now think of something you could withhold from me. All right, you do that for a little while and you say, how's it going? How's it going? All right, going all right. Well, is there anything you'd like to tell me? He says, no. Been a pure boy and a good boy. Been a good girl and a pure girl. Recall vividly establishing the whole motives of Sunday schools. I was the one who knocked out beer in the United States. I've been good all of my life and all of my lives. No, and you say, think of something that you'd let me know. Think of something you could withhold from me. Sooner or later, running this along the line, you say, how you doing? How's it going? Is there anything you'd like to tell me? Sooner or later, it's going to go. Well, nothing very much except I murdered my father. That's an interesting way of tackling a case, by the way. But the process all by itself, it takes some edge off the case for the first dynamic, but you're auditing in the third. See? But did you notice things kind of lighten up and you start feeling a little bit better, some of you? Huh? Did you notice that? Well, that's plain magic. Of course, Scientologist now has a terrible liability. And I hope we don't get caught in this one. It just happens to be a fact. But as one of your very well-known personalities told me when I was running him over the jumps on an E-meter, he named off three women. And I says, you mean you just took a fancy to them? You didn't go any further than that? He said, well, they were all in Scientology. I said, yes, I know, but this is straight, is it, that you just looked at them and you consider that a little bit of an overt act against their boyfriends or husbands and so on? Yes, that's right. Said, you didn't go any further than that. And he says, no. He says, and I'm goddamn glad now I didn't. Look what... Look what I'd have to be telling you. Well, fortunately, as an individual goes up in tone, he goes up in moral caliber. Otherwise, it'd be too tough to bear on all of us. But the main thing about it is, you can run a higher degree of responsibility in with the process I just audited on you. Oddly enough, an individual is as self-controlled, as well-controlled, gets along as well as he can take responsibility, and gets in as much trouble and difficulty as he cannot take responsibility. It's a direct ratio. Irresponsibility, difficulties and trouble, responsibilities, everything goes along fine and so forth. And he has a lot of fun, too. Now, if randomity is fun, then remember that an irresponsible person never has any fun. So if you're going to have any randomity, you're going to have to postulate it from the top scale, taking full responsibility for it. And then it'll be a lot of fun. That's not a trap, but I hope we don't get trapped in any of these particular things, because I'd hate to spoil some of your games. Well, all right, I trust now you will be able to sleep tonight where maybe you didn't sleep well last night. I trust that your consciences will be lighter, or if they need to be squared around, that they are heavy enough for you to tag an auditor quick. Now, this is the end of the second day of this Congress. Isn't it? You got the seminars coming in. You mean you're going to get some more auditing?
Yeah.
Well, all right. That's very good. That's very good. Do you think you're going to profit by it?
Yes.
Do you think you're getting any results in it?
Yes.
Well, all right. By the end of the second day of this Congress, do you suppose that you'll ever be the same again?
No.
Good. It's not that I object to you as you are. As a matter of fact, I was very fond of you the way you were. But there's a lot to be done. There's a lot of hand to be born here. Truth of the matter is, tomorrow, I don't know how I'm going to get it all in tomorrow, to tell you the truth, because there's just too much dope and data and things and stuff and all the rest of it to give you. But I'll make a good try at it. And meantime, after your auditing sessions tonight, why, make sure that you sleep the sleep of the just and the blameless, and that you are free of your conscience and so forth for the first time. As a matter of fact, the HGC back there has a booth, and you can check your conscience at it anytime you want to. I'll see you tomorrow, and good night.